BBC News with Eileen McHugh. China has responded with guarded disapproval to a telephone call between the US President-elect Donald Trump and the President of Taiwan, which Beijing regards as a breakaway province. Mr. Trump's conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen broke decades of US diplomatic policy. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi described the call as a petty trick by Taiwan. Syrian government forces and their allies are reported to have seized another district in the rebel-held east of Aleppo. The recapture of Tariq al-Bab comes after a night of heavy shelling. Government forces now control a direct route across the city, linking the west with the main airport. 60% of Aleppo's rebel-held enclave has fallen to the government. A military plane carrying the coffins of the Brazilian football team delegation killed in Monday's airliner crash in Colombia is due to touch down shortly in the team's hometown of Chapecó. 100,000 people are expected to attend an outdoor wake at the Chapecoense football stadium. The Malaysian Foreign Ministry has issued a strongly worded statement accusing its near neighbour, Myanmar, of committing ethnic cleansing against the Muslim Rohingya minority. In a deepening diplomatic rift, the ministry statement said the cleansing must stop immediately. A number of opposition parties in South Korea have filed an impeachment motion against the country's embattled president, Park Geun-hye. The motion, backed by 171 lawmakers, will be put to a vote next week. It will need the support of at least 30 members of President Park's Senuri party. And police in the Thai capital Bangkok say they've arrested a Pakistani man wanted in connection with a fire in Karachi 4 years ago, the deadliest in Pakistan's history. Abdul Rahman is accused of setting light to a garment factory after its owners failed to pay protection money to his criminal gang. BBC News.